the investigation of the Democratic break-in thing, we're back in the problem area because the FBI is not under control because Gray doesn't exactly know how to control it. And they have, their investigation is now leading into some productive areas because they've been able to trace the money, not through the money itself, but through the bank, you know, sources, and the banker himself, and it goes some directions we don't want it to go. Also, there have been some things like an informant came in off the street to the FBI in Miami with there's a photographer who has a friend who's a photographer who developed some films for this guy, Parker. And the films had pictures of Democratic National Committee letterhead documents. So he's got, there's things like that that are filtering in. Mitchell came up with yesterday, and John Dean analyzed very carefully last night and concurs now with Mitchell's recommendation that the only way to solve this, and we're set up beautifully to do it, in that the only network that paid any attention to last night was NBC, who did a massive story on the Cuban thing and all. But the way to handle this now is for us to have Walters call Pat Gray and just say, stay the hell out of this. This is this business here, we don't want you going any further on. That's not an unusual development. And that would take care of
Pat Gray. He doesn't want
to. Pat does want to. He doesn't know how to, and he doesn't have any basis for doing it. Given this, he will then have the basis. He'll call Mark Bell and the two of them. And Mark Bell wants to cooperate because he's ambitious.
Yeah.
They'll call them in and say, we've gotten the signal across the river to put the hold on this. And that'll fit rather well because the FBI agents who are working the case at this point feel that's what it is. This is CIA.
But they're tracing the money to them.
Well, they've traced to a name that they haven't got to the guy yet.
Who's the money here?
Ken Delbert. Interrogation, which he did, and that The FBI guys working the case had concluded that there were one or two possibilities. One, that this was at White House. They don't think there's anything about the election committee. They think it was either a White House operation that had some obscure reasons for it, non-political, or was a the Cubans and the CIA. And after their interrogation of Colson yesterday, they concluded it was not White House, so they're now convinced it's the CIA. And so the CIA turnoff would...
Well, I am a firm analysis. I know that that close.
You don't want to call.
You call again. Good. Good deal. Play it tough. That's the way they play it. That's the way we're going to play it. Okay.
The whole bad taste and the president just being